Okay, my last one is on behalf of Bill Mook, who really wanted to be here but could not be here. He's the Mooksey Farm Oyster Hatchery owner, and maybe Joe, you could give an update on that work, but he's been monitoring water chemistry at his hatchery with Joe.
My 2 minutes?
Those don't count towards your 2 minutes.
Oh,
I'm done, yeah.
So as far as new science in the Gulf of Maine, UNH received a grant from NOAA to develop a new alkalinity sensor. And this is continuous alkalinity measurements, which has been a hole in our measurement suite. And these are needed to study ocean acidification. We plan to deploy this in 3 places in the Gulf of Maine here in the next couple of years. We monitor 4 locations in the Gulf of Maine. We monitor Bill Mook's sea farm, and by monitoring, we measure pH and carbon dioxide, and we can figure out the indices that are suitable for robust shellfish growth, both larval and post-larval stages. And so he's been using these data to optimize his operation there with some pretty good success. So that's one place. We recently started measuring at the SMTC wharf. This is an EPA-funded grant to measure carbon dioxide and PCO2. I was going to show a couple slides, but I don't need to.
Okay.
Yeah, I can just explain it. It's so we're trying to capture a seasonal cycle of at really high frequency at several locations, and Portland Harbor is one of these that we're interested in, mostly because of the work that Kathy and Mike do. They have a really cool group of people that sample in Casco Bay, so we have a really good background of what's been going on there. So we're excited about having this this annual cycle of data, and so far that looks really interesting. And I won't talk any more about that. Then there are 2 other locations. So we have a carbon dioxide buoy off of Appledore Island, which is in Maine, but it's really close to the New Hampshire border. Down there, we have a completely different dynamic 12 miles offshore than we do at the near coast, and this kind of highlights the importance of studying different locations that are quite important. And then we also have a river at the mouth of the Piscataqua River. We have another site where we monitor. So the last thing I want to say is it's not in the Gulf of Maine, but we've been funded to work with 3 hatcheries in Virginia, and we're experiencing exactly the same problems that Bill Mook is experiencing here in Maine. And this would be an interesting study because we're looking at both disease and carbonate chemistry at these hatcheries. And we'll certainly, Bill is kind of advising me and advising this group, so we'll certainly be able to take some of the findings of that work up here in the Gulf of Maine.